So come into whole body awareness and getting a sense of the length of your body from the head to the feet, getting a sense of the width of the body, shoulder to shoulder, pelvis to pelvis. Let's come into a depth of the body too. So front to back. And as you start to shift into whole body felt sense, noticing the movements that are going on within you physiologically. So acknowledging your breathing and the whole action around the breath. And if you're breathing fully, there's a lot of body involvement. Not just the chest and the abdomen, but all the limbs and the spine and the organs. Acknowledging your heart and its rhythm. And as you come into sensation of the heart, you come into a relationship with blood. So that you can follow the movement of blood. Which takes you into a fluid relationship. Coming into the body of fluids through the heart is quite an inspiring access into a whole body fluid state. Noticing your vitality, letting your body go heavy and relaxed, letting contractions and tensions dissolve. So you come into a balanced autonomic state. So being with the internal landscape, and a sense of volume. Let's be interested in the sensory space around you, the sensorium. So being interested in the sounds inside and outside the room. Interested in any smells that you're picking up. And then softly beginning to open your eyes so you can orient to the visual field. And I want you to orient to it in a peripheral way. So it's a very defocused visual orientation. And let's be interested in creating an equilibrium between the sensorium and the internal physiology, felt sense of the body. And as you do that, notice the effects on your central nervous system, on the mind, on your autonomic nervous system as well. Splitting your attention so that you are equally interested in both the internal and the external. Watching what happens to your mind and your physiology, your breath. Does it deepen? What happens to the heart rhythm? Does it slow down? What happens to the central nervous system? Is there a toning down? So that you naturally move into a more efficient state, more of a state of repose, attentive repose. So as you stay with the equilibrium, you start to become present with an effortlessness. There's an easy presence arises. Which is not strained. Let's stay with the equilibrium, the state of balanced awareness, for a couple of minutes. And over the next half minute, just letting your intention around the exercise dissolve and come back into movements, normal consciousness, and let it go.